Hi, everybody. This is Pam coming to you from the podcast Women Who Stutter, Our Stories, which can be found on the blog Make Room for the Stuttering, and it's also freely downloadable on iTunes. As always, I have the opportunity and pleasure to be chatting with yet another amazing woman. So I want to say hello to Rachel. Hey, Rachel, how's it going?
Hi, Pam.
I'm so excited that we're getting the opportunity to have this conversation. So to get us started, could you introduce yourself to us? Tell us who you are and where you're from and what you do with yourself.
Yeah. My name is Rachel, and I'm from Springfield, Tennessee, and I study in Bowling Green, Kentucky, and I'm studying creative writing because I've always been able to write in lieu of my stutter, and recently this summer I decided to start a blog about my stutter, aimed to the stutterer, but also to the fluent people, just as more of a informational thing for them, and also to be able to give stutterers guidance and support, especially around the teenage years, because I am 19, and so I really do understand the pressures of high school and college, and just. How to socially be able to be a stutterer and still have a life.
Now, I think that's how we ran across each other. I saw an article that linked your blog, and I actually stalked you and found you and contacted you. So yeah, I remember that's how I first found you, and I was very impressed with the fact that you're blogging already. What motivated you to start blogging? And by the way, what's the name of it?
The name of the blog is the Untamed Tongue, and it's a blog spot. What really motivated me, I guess, was just there were so many people that that loved and cared about me, but didn't know how to react to my stutter, didn't really understand it, didn't know how I wanted to be treated towards it, they just were bewildered that I even had this speech impediment. And so it was for that, and it was also it took me a long time, but I finally have come to grips with the fact that I stutter and I'm gonna stutter for my whole life, and it took me a long time to come to that conclusion and to be able to be all right with it. And whenever I was a teenager, and just going through, of course, that awkward stage already, but then to add it on to it, you're stuttering, it's just mortifying, and it's, and I was just like, I don't have anybody to talk to about this. I don't have anybody to relate to. And so my heart really goes out to people who are, to stutterers who are still trying to cope with it, who are still trying to get past the point of trying to fix it and just get to the point where you can accept it.
Where did you come up with the title? I think that's a great title, An Untamed Tongue.
Well, I don't really know. I just really sat down and I thought about, what my stutter, what physically causes a stutter. And I was like, that's your tongue, it's where your tongue lands and all that kind of stuff. And so I was just thinking about that. And then I had this vision of your tongue going crazy and not knowing where to go. And I was like, well, I could kind of use that. So that's how I kind of came up with the title.
I first came across your blog because, there was a little newspaper article or something written about you in your blog. Is Is that true? Was there a newspaper article?
Yes, it was, and this is actually a really, this just proves to you the kind of amazing things that can happen when you actually accept yourself or accept your stutter. But I started class here last month, and the first week of class is always so grueling for me because it's all about introductions, and then when you get into your major classes in college, they want to know about your major and your likes and your dislikes and your favorite books and all this stuff. And so it was just, and my, and so I was just, I was so nervous to talk in front of this class, and I was just, but I knew that if I tried to plan what I was going to say, that I would stutter even worse because, that stutter anticipation. So I was like, I can't plan it out, but I don't want to say anything, too crazy. But so I started to introduce myself to the class, and I just felt myself get nervous, and I started to stutter, and I was like, I'm just gonna show who I really am. And so I told my class about my blog, and at that point I'd only started my blog for about a month or so. So I just said, I have a speech impediment. I just started this blog about it, and so these kind of introductions make me really nervous. And everybody kind of laughed, and it was, kind of a tension easer a little bit. But no, and then it turns out that the girl sitting next to me was the features editor for my school newspaper, the
Oh,
Herald.
wow.
Yeah, it's so crazy. I know, it's so crazy. And so she pulled me aside after class and said, I'm really interested in your story. Can you send me the link to your blog? Can I talk to you? And so, but like 2 weeks later, she had printed me in the newspaper, and it's just been so overwhelmingly wonderful, like the responses that I've gotten, and the people that are at my school that have said, like, I stutter, and I've never had anybody to talk to
Oh
about it before
wow, that's
now,
amazing. You've had
Yeah.
people at school come up to you and talk to you about that?
I had one guy send me an email about it, and he just, and he was just like, I've stuttered, and he was like, your blog was so great, and he does go to my school, and it turns out we have a bunch of mutual friends, which is how, which is how life is, I guess, at a small school. But no, and so I sent him an email back, and I was like, just tell me about your stutter. And he launched into this like six paragraph, thing, and it made me feel so great because I was like, he's probably not had anybody to talk to about this, because I remember the first few people that I talked to about it that were also stutterers, like I just emotionally unloaded on them. You know what I mean? Like you're just like going through all of the, the sadness and the loneliness of it, and all of that. And it's so great to be able to connect with people that understand what you're going through and how you cope with it. And so that's really just the main intention of my blog. And it's so great that I've been able to do that, like in even such a small scale,
Wow, that's incredible that you've already been able to touch other people's lives already just simply by having the courage to advertise in your college class. That's great. Now, you mentioned that being 19, you can certainly still relate to the trials and tribulations of what it's like, going through school, stuttering. What was it like for you earlier in, elementary, middle school, high school? Like, were you the only kid that stuttered?
Oh yeah, there to this day, there's never really been a person that I've met in school, or organically, that I know that stutters. And so I was always kind of the like I was definitely the minority in that situation, you know. And so I don't know. So when I was in elementary school, like I would definitely try to hide it, you know. Like I would use all of my you know, cool accents, you know, and you would do all these like totally outlandish things, and people just thought I was hilarious. Like people, like not to brag, because that totally wasn't really me sometimes, you know, like it was just me trying to like hide the stutter. But yeah, but I would always, you know, be really just kind of like, you know, hey girl, what's up, you know, like use like, you know, like funny voices and stuff to just try to mask the stutter. And then once people became my close friend and we actually had time to talk about stuff, you know, that would come up, and most people's reactions at first were like, oh, I didn't even notice that you stuttered, you know. And so that was kind of like a catch-22, because I was like, well, I'm glad that it's not noticeable, but it's not noticeable because right. I'm trying so hard to hide it. Right. You know?
Did you ever deal with any of you know, teasing or bullying anytime in school because of your stuttering, or was it a, you know, a fairly good experience because you were trying to hide it?
Oh no, like my stutter comes out more in two situations, and when I'm around someone that I know really well, or when I'm in a stressful situation. And so in high school, I was really involved, and I was in, like, you know, student council, and I was always doing stuff. And so, of course, you know, I would have to talk in front of people, and I would have to be there to organize stuff. And I know, you know, there have been a lot of times that I've been mocked, you know, that whole like, whoa, 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 what, you know, like that kind of thing. And that just kind of like kills you a little bit inside, you know. At the time, you're just like, oh, you just don't understand what, you know, that's not me trying to be funny, you know. And that's when I really realized that I needed to stop putting on the show all the time, that I, you know, that I needed to come clean about having a speech impediment, because it really is kind of confusing for fluent people that don't know the difference between you stuttering and you just trying to crack a joke, you know. So in high school, I took a lot of that. I took a lot of mocking. I took a lot of not raising my hand in class, or being too scared to answer, you know, or even like, you know, changing details about myself, you know, just to avoid the stutter, you know. Like somebody, like I'm ashamed to admit this, but somebody asked me like a few weeks ago how many school hours I'm taking this semester. I'm taking 15, but I usually stutter pretty bad on words that start with F, and so I changed it to completely to 16. And afterwards, I was like, "Why did I do that? Like, I just lied to that person for no reason."
Do you have, you know, do you have an idea of why you did it?
I was just, you know, my mindset was just, I was trying to do anything to avoid stuttering, you know, and to go to the point to where I would change something. I don't know, like that is something that I do still struggle with, because I'm just like, you know, I have to stay who I am. I can't, right. You know, I can't change everything, you know, and I try to substitute a lot of my words, to try to avoid that. But there's some things you just can't avoid saying, you know, and you just have to bite your lip and say it and stutter and get over it. And, you know, and I'm trying to learn how to do that too.
Well, I think the reason that I asked you is that, you know, I am considerably older than you, but I find myself still doing that too sometimes, you know, either switching a word at the last minute, or, you know, if I'm really struggling on something and somebody you know, guesses the word or, you know, ventures to fill it in for me. Even if it's wrong, I'll say, yeah, that's right. And it's not really because I'm afraid of stuttering. It's I'm afraid of the reaction that I might get. And, you know, I think in my case, you know, it stems back to childhood stuff. But, you know, sometimes I'm just really fearful of that rejection, that, you know, somebody's going to judge me for stuttering, or they're going to laugh at me. And, you know, in that particular moment, you know, maybe I'm just not feeling strong enough to deal with it. So, you know, like when you said, when you were struggling to say 15 and you said 16 instead, I just wondered, was it the stuttering that you were afraid of or the potential reaction? You know, I think that's interesting.
You know, that's a really good question. I think it was more of just the reaction of the person than actual stuttering, because the actual stuttering doesn't bother me as much as just how is this person going to see me, how is this person going to react to to what I have to say, you know?
Yeah. Do you find that it's like, do you stutter more comfortably or freely around certain people than others?
Yeah, I definitely would say that the more that I know someone, the more I start to stutter. You know, because when I meet someone for the first time, there's still that initial, you know, it's not that I'm not who I am, do you know what I mean? But it's like you just kind of, you put on a more professional voice, you know, where, which
right.
People do anyway. So I try not to beat myself up about it too much, but, you know, but this conversation would go a lot rockier, say if I was talking to my mom or my boyfriend, you know, like it would be a lot more labored, a lot more stuttering, you know, and because I'm talking to you, well, and plus, I don't, you know, like, I think, and this is probably just a really interesting thing, but I find that when I'm talking to you, like, where I would usually substitute words that I know that I would stutter on, I find myself just saying it and stuttering anyways. Do you find yourself doing that when you're talking to somebody who stutters and, like, you know that
exactly.
The judgment isn't going to be there?
Exactly. Yeah, because, like, for some reason, there's that freedom to just be able to just speak openly, because you know that the other person that you're communicating with gets it. And that's really cool that you mentioned that, because we don't really know each other.
I know. And that, that's one of the, I don't know, like that's just something I've noticed talking to you the past few minutes, that I don't know. I just, well, like, I am feeling more comfortable just because of the fact that I'm not trying to hide it, you know, and that's an awesome freedom. I wish I had more friends at stutter.
Well,
now.
You know how to go about doing that, right? Well, you've started a blog. You're reaching out to people. There's a lot of support in the stuttering community. You could probably look online for either the National Stuttering Association, and I'll give them a little plug at westutter.org, or you could also look for FRIENDS, which is the National Association of Young People Who Stutter, and they're at friendswhostutter.org. But there are lots of support groups for people who stutter, and there's also a pretty big Facebook community of people who stutter, and many of us will often Skype with each other, because it really is, you know, as you said, very empowering to be able to talk with somebody else who also stutters, because it gives you the freedom to just, you know, say what you need to say, knowing that that judgment is totally non-existent. So you can find an awful lot of people your own age and, you know, younger, and there's a whole world of people out there who stutter, you know, and you can get involved really easily, and you already have by taking the first step by blogging, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you know, and that's really, I'm amazed at how widespread, you know, that these kind of things on the internet have gotten, because I know, like, I went, when I was 17, I just decided, like, I've got to do something with this, you know, stutter. I've got to take actual therapy. And so we started that, but everybody that went to therapy, close to my hometown, like, they were all children, you know? And so it made me feel kind of sheepish. I was like, well, why am I here? You know? And like, or, you know, or, it may, or, you know, either that, or it made me feel kind of like, kind of like the weirdo, you know, because here I am standing in the waiting room between two, you know, 5-year-olds, and I'm like, what is, you know, like, what is this, you know? And so I feel, I don't know, I feel like there's a lot more resources out there that are online, and because now Friends, I know, the program Friends, I've kind of researched them because I used a few of their YouTube videos for kind of my blog posts, and I know that they're based in
That's
New
correct.
York.
The
Is that
founder,
correct?
One of the co-founders, lives in New York, and that's where they've been based for like the last 12 years. But they're actually in the process, over the next year or two, they're going to move their home base to North Carolina, because that's where, I don't know if you've ever heard of Our Time Theater. The Our Time Theater is an artistic program for children and teens who stutter. And they have a program in New York City, and they also have a sleepaway camp that offers kids who stutter a safe haven for a whole week, and that's in North Carolina. And so Friends is going to actually move their home base there, but Friends is a wonderful organization. And it would be super for you to get involved and attend one of the Friends conferences, because you could use your story and your insight and your motivation as a young woman who stutters and who's dealing with it to help, you know, young children and teenagers, particularly teenage girls, deal with it. So you should consider maybe getting involved and attending a conference. Next year's conference is in Denver. So it might be something that you want to take a look at.
Yeah, I mean, that would be amazing, you know, and that would really make my blog more more reachable to people, because I feel, you know, I feel like it's really hard to find resources sometimes, especially on stuttering, and you really have to kind of do some searching and some digging and stuff, and I would love for my blog to just be accessible, you know, to be able for people that need it, that want to find it, to be able to find it, you know, like that would be mm-hmm. the dream,
now,
you know.
How do people find it? Like, it's been linked to your college newspaper, right? And how else are you getting
Yes.
the word out there? I mean, are you on social media? Do you use Facebook or Twitter?
Oh, yes. I'm a college student, of course.
Not everybody does. But...
No, but yeah, no, I just posted the link on my wall one day, you know, when I first started it, and then I noticed how explosive it got and how everybody started to react to it, And then people that really cared about me would repost it on their wall, and then other people posted on their wall, and it just became this thing where I had like 200 views, and I was like, where are all these people coming from? You know, it was awesome how supportive the people around me were, you know, and that's really the only way that it could be successful. And I actually thought about contacting the Stuttering Foundation of America, because I wrote an article about when I was in high school about stuttering, and they actually published it in their newsletter. Yeah, but that's when I first got really, really intrigued about writing about my stutter, you know, because I was just like, this is such a great outlet. So I wrote to them and just told them like how great that their website had influenced me and all this stuff. Well, and they actually took that and published it and put it in their article, and that was just outstanding, you know. And so I think here soon I'm going to try to contact them again and just kind of see if maybe they can tell more people about the blog, you know, because they have the resources. They have the people that are that go to their websites specifically mm-hmm. for this, you know.
Plus, if I'm correct, the Stuttering Foundation is based in Tennessee.
Yeah, they're in Memphis, Tennessee. So it's still a few hours from my hometown, but I mean it's awesome to have that. I mean, you know, to have that available, and they were just wonderful and talking with me, and they sent me like a free book, and they would send me like the newsletters And so I would really love to get more involved with that kind of thing, you know, and be able to put the blog out there for more people. And it's not because I think I'm like the best writer ever or anything like that, you know, but it's just because I know when I was 15 or 16, if I had been able to find something like that and to read about, you know, a girl who can be confident and can grow into a woman still and can have good friends and you know, and can have good relationships and can still have a job and can function in the real world, you know, like that would have been such an encouragement mm-hmm. to me at that age.
Do you think that your stuttering and your subsequent acceptance of it, do you think that it's shaped you as a person or helped you to become the young woman that you are now?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I'm sure you feel the same way. I mean, you know, like, it's not, you know, the way I think of it, though, at the same time, is that I'm not a stutterer. I'm just a person who happens to stutter. You know, I don't let it define my life, but it's definitely shaped who I am, you know, and it's definitely made me more aware of what I say and, you know, and of how people speak and just things in general. I think stutterers are generally more patient people. I don't know. I mean, I'm probably not qualified to make that kind of analysis, but I do like, I just feel like, you know, that's what people have always told me, that I'm a better listener, that I'm more patient, and that's because that's something that I've always craved out of people, you know, just to have somebody who would be able to take the time to listen to me and not to mm-hmm. judge what I'm saying.
Now, you also mentioned earlier that, you know, you tend to stutter more, and actually you use the term this conversation would be more rocky if you were having it with like your parents or your boyfriend. So do you find that they're patient listeners with you, or why do you think it is that you stutter more around them? Is it just that you're more comfortable?
Yeah. I mean, you know, it usually is just because I'm more comfortable and because we're not, you know, I don't know. I think it's because we don't usually talk about things that I would have had rehearsed. You know what I mean? Like that I would have thought about my tone ahead of time. Do you, he kind of gives. I don't know if that makes
totally
any sense.
I totally get it.
But like, right. So if they ask me about my day, like instead of, you know, like if a kind of acquaintance had asked me, you know, well, how was your day? I'd be like, oh, it was great. How was yours? But if they asked me, you know, how's your day? I'm gonna be like, well, I got this grade in my test. Do you know what I mean? And you'll actually talk about things that will upset you and that will make you uncomfortable. And and then I guess you're stuttering just, I don't know, the little, like, I've always just been able, I've always just stuttered so much more around people that I know better, and, you know, and people that I know are saying, well, am I making you nervous? Is this a, you know, is this a bad sign? I'm like, no, it's actually a good sign from your standpoint, you know?
Have your parents always been so supportive?
Yeah, you know, like they always wanted to know what it was. And my mom actually, when I first started having signs of stuttering, when I first started to speak, you know, 3 or 4 on that age, and she noticed the stutter then, and she took me to, you know, my pediatrician and kind of said, you know, well, this is happening, and he recommended her to not put me in therapy at that time, which I'm sure he must have had some good reason. I'm hoping that he wasn't just doing that, you know, because he thought that I wasn't really a stutterer. And but yeah, I mean, mom caught it right at the top of the, you know, whenever it started. And she and her and my dad both have always been like, well, is it our fault? You know, like they would always try to put a lot of the guilt on themselves, like, oh, well, did we, you know, not teach her how to speak right? You know, did we fail as parents? You know, and you know, you're always kind of just roll your eyes and you're like, no, mom, this isn't about you. You know what I mean? Like,
how do you know that your parents felt guilty or that it was their fault? Did they tell you that, or did you just assume that?
Oh no, like definitely not their fault. Like I feel like they did what they would have done, you know. And I know that they love me and they care about me and they wouldn't have, you know, I'm sure they taught me as well as they could, but I just think, you know, my stutter is some kind of genetic or neurological thing, and there are still a lot of, you know, researchers and, you know, people that debate about that, you know, where does it come from?
Sorry for cutting you off, but did they ever say to you, Rachel, we're sorry, we think it was our fault?
Oh, well, my mom was constantly paranoid that it was that it was going to be pegged on her. Like, she didn't think that it was her fault, but she was like, well, if I take you to the speech therapist and they tell you that it's my fault, I promise you I didn't do it. Like, she would say that kind of stuff. Like, she wasn't really, like upset about it, but she, you know, like in the back of her mind, like all these nights and, you know, times that she would see me crying my eyes out, you know, like after some thing had happened at school and I'd, you know, gotten, you know, like somebody had taken my stutter as a joke and they had, you know, cracked a joke about it and people had laughed and I would come away feeling so, you know, so embarrassed and ashamed, you know, and I would just cry to her and she would just be like, I really hope that I didn't cause this, you know, just, and I was just like, you know, mom, like, I promise you, like, this isn't your fault.
Do you have any brothers or sisters?
Yeah, I have one sister. She is 22. So she's a few years older than me.
What was it like with her growing up when you were stuttering as a kid? How did she react?
You know, she was usually really great about it, you know, like, I don't think it really influenced our relationship at all, like, but I will say, I mean, I love her to death, but she's kind of more of an impatient person, I guess, because she can just, like, speak really well and really articulate well. And so, you know, there have been times when I would, you know, like be telling her crucial things, like, you know, where I put her keys that she had lost, you know, or like those kind of situations. And I would be stuttering because it, you know, like, first of all, I would be talking to my sister, who I'm very comfortable with. And second of all, I'm in kind of a stressful position, you know. And so I'd just be so stuck on, you know, telling her something. And she would do the kind of impatient, like, hand wave. Do you know what I mean? That, like, okay, like,
hurry
bring
it
out
up,
already,
hurry it up.
You know.
Yeah. I've gotten that a lot,
right,
too.
But yeah, and that just makes you feel like, I just don't even want to talk to you, you know, like, I just, why are you saying that? But I'm pretty sure that she only did that a few times, and I finally told her, I was like, listen, Jenny, like, I don't like when you do that. And she was just like, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't realize that I was doing it, you know, and I feel like that's what a lot of fluents do, is they don't know how they're making us feel, you know. And like, and the most important part is to get it out there, like, hey, I don't like when you mock me, I don't like when you laugh while I talk, I don't like when you do this, you know. And like, and if the person cares enough about you, then, you know, then they should want to take your feelings into consideration. And if they don't care enough, then you probably didn't need to talk to them
exactly.
To begin with.
It's,
so
it sounds like you're a really good self-advocate, that you're able to stand up for yourself and let people know, hey, I don't like that. I don't like that when you know, gesture for me to hurry up, or I didn't like that when you just mocked me. That's amazing that you're confident enough, you know, at your age to, you know, feel okay doing that.
Well, thanks. I don't know, it was just a really, you know, I guess I really just got tired of being so downtrodden about it, you know, like, your stutter can really make you feel like you're stuck, you know, like you're just stuck in every part of your life, you know. And I was just like, you know, and finally this summer, you know, when I started this blog, and I just realized, you know, the stutter does not rule my life, you know, and I can control how people see the stutter and how it's viewed, and that's really where I guess it came from. And plus, just knowing, you know, when you surround yourself with good people, like, they should want to know, you know, how you feel and how it makes you feel when they do certain things and that sort of thing. Have you been able, have you been able to talk to the people like around you in your life about that sort of thing, or is it still kind of a struggle sometimes?
You know, my story is a little different than yours. Growing up, I basically tried everything I could to keep my stuttering hidden because my father was very disapproving when I first started stuttering noticeably around 5, and he would yell at me and tell me to stop that. And then, unfortunately, I had a kindergarten teacher that also did the same thing. So for years and years and years, I was not open with my stuttering at all, until I made some changes in my life a few years ago. And for the most part now, I'm very open, and you know, I advertise and I let people know that I stutter, and that I'm okay with it, and that I'm not okay if they roll their eyes or they make fun of me or they mimic me or something. And I think, like you mentioned, you know, when you are confident enough to do that, you know, the way that we handle our stuttering usually sets the stage for how the listener is going to handle it. So for the most part, I do that. But there are moments, just like with anybody, I'm sure, that it's hard. I've been working in a school for the last 4 years, and sometimes I don't like to come off as, you know, too disfluent, like in front of parents or administrators, because I'm afraid they're gonna think that I'm not competent enough to do the job. So even though in my head I know that I shouldn't do that, sometimes my heart or my gut takes over and shame creeps back in, and sometimes I find myself you know, still switching a word or not being as upfront as as I wish I would. But when those things happen, I don't beat myself up too much about it anymore either. So,
well, and that, you know, and that, you know, those situations, like work situations, is really, they're very complicated, you know, because, like, you don't want, and like, you're laughing because I know that you have kind of experienced a negative work situation, but I mean, yeah, like, I've had bosses that have just terrified me, like, whenever I would stutter, and they would just, you know, be, I mean, their faces, like, I can just remember, you know, the, you know, like, I would usually be the person to answer the phone, you know, because I'm a young girl, so everybody's like, let's make her a receptionist, and I'm like, and I do something else, you know, like, but so, but I'm a very personable person, and I like to talk to people despite the stutter, and so I was like, all right, I'll answer, you know, the phone, and, so a lot of times, you know, on, well, like a telephone call or something, I would, you know, start stuttering, and then I would talk to my bosses, and try to relay the messages, and it would just, you know, be, you know, that whole impatience, that, you know, kind of a, well, come on, just get it out kind of attitude, you know, and that's really complicated, you know, because, like, you have to work, you have to be able to function, you know, being a stutter doesn't debilitate you, you know, like, you, and you shouldn't let it, and so have you found, like, employers that are more understanding now, or are you still kind of
on
the edge sometimes?
Well, actually, since I've been really, for the most part, open with my stuttering for the last 5 years or so, I do find that employers are very understanding, and they almost, I think, in some situations, admire my courage and my confidence. So I definitely think that it's an asset, and it's a positive for us, for me, to disclose, yeah, I stutter, but it's only a little part of me, and there's so much more about me, and I have, you know, all these amazing skills and all these talents that I can offer, and, you know, stuttering just happens to be part of the package. So I do find that, you know, most of the time, in either employers or other people in the community, when I tell them that I stutter, number one, they're fine with it, because then it puts them at ease and it puts me at ease as well. But number two, I really do find that some people are like, wow, like, that's really courageous for you to share something so personal about yourself right off the bat. And, you know, I kind of like to think that that makes me a good role model, especially since I've been working with young people for so many years. You know, if we want to encourage young people to be authentic and be true to themselves, then we have to do it too.
Mm-hmm. And that's so true. And I'll definitely be talking to you in it, in a few years when I graduate and I have to get a big girl job and I have to go on, like, official job interviews and stuff. I'll be really nervous. So get ready to give me some advice.
No problem.
When that
I'd
happens.
Be more than happy to, because for, like, the last 4 years, I've actually been working as a career counselor in a high school. So that's what I do. I give people guidance, you know, as far as, you know, how to, you know, market themselves and how to, you know, put your best foot forward employability wise, especially in such a, you know, tough job market. So I will look forward to you getting in touch with me to, you know, to we can swap stories, and I'd be more than happy to, you know, chat with you at that point. But by the way, what's your goal? What do you hope to do with your creative writing?
Well, the goal is to be a writer. The goal is to be an author. I've written a lot. I would love to be a novelist. I've written a lot of short stories. I've written a few poems and stuff. And while I'm here at Western, I'm really being able to take classes that are challenging me, you know, and I'm writing a lot, and I'm trying to get published now, and, you know, in just like little tiny ways, you know, to be able to spread my writing around, you know. But I would, so that's the goal. My minor is professional writing, so that would be more of the practical side of, you know, being able to edit stuff and being able to be like a copy editor or like an editor, you know, and that sort of thing. The more technical side of publishing, and but the main goal is, you know, the dream is to be a writer and write for a living, and you know, and I would love to be able to write about stuttering for a living. You know, like that would just be like the best of both worlds.
Have you ever considered studying stuttering professionally?
You know, I thought about being, you know, or like minoring, or even getting like a double major in like speech pathology or something. I thought, you know, I really considered that, or like communication disorders, you know, something that would relate. But I never, I don't know. I'm not sure. Like, I don't really know if stutterers make the best speech pathologists. I don't know if you were trying to help someone improve their speech or teach them techniques and you were stuttering at the same time. I'm not really sure how that
would
work.
I know a lot of speech language pathologists, some who stutter and some who are fluent, and there's two camps on that, basically. You know, some who wonder if somebody that's disfluent can really help somebody, you know, modify their stuttering or, you know, maintain some fluency. But then there's the other side of the camp that feels that people who stutter make the best therapists because they get it. And they understand that, you know, stuttering is so much more than the mechanics of what comes out of our mouth. It's all the other baggage and the emotional stuff that, unfortunately, we sometimes cart around with us. So it's interesting. You know, if you continue to get really involved in the stuttering community, you'll find that there's a great many people who stutter who also happen to choose speech language pathology as a career, and particularly women who stutter, quite a few wind up becoming SLPs, and it's interesting. And speaking of that, do you have a lot of friends that are women that stutter?
No, I really don't. Like, you're actually the first woman that I've ever talked to that stuttered.
So what's this been like for you?
Being able to talk to you, I don't know, it's been a really great experience, because it's really, I don't know, it's made me see how great of a support group, you know, like how great it is to really have that. And I don't know, it's just been so encouraging. And I you know, and it can sometimes get really overwhelming whenever you are a stutterer and the only other stutterers you really know are men, you know, and like and that can be kind of a challenge. But I don't know, him and just connect to the emotion more, I suppose. You know, like we were kind of discussing that before, you know, like how women are more in touch with the emotions that that come with stuttering. And so I feel like if, you know, like if like I could, you know, potentially call you or you know, or talk to you on Skype or something and be like, you know, today I was at work and some, you know, person did this and I came home and cried, you know, or something, and you would totally understand, versus, you know, somebody who was fluent or sometimes even a man who stuttered, you know, and they'd be like, oh, well, just time to pick yourself up again. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I hope that you'll feel comfortable doing that, because you're right. You know, when we can talk with somebody else that shares the same experience, we don't feel so alone. And I think that's the best thing about, you know, having support. So I'll introduce you to a whole bunch of people that stutter. Yeah.
Oh, that would be great.
And, you know, introduce you to, you know, a great community, particularly of women who stutter. But one last question, and believe it or not, we're like, we need to wind down because it's been like 50 minutes already and the time just flies. Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
but
it does.
I mean, how are you feeling? Like, are you feeling pretty excited about the fact that you've done this podcast and it's going to be published on the internet? I mean, what's that feel like for you?
I'm ecstatic. Like I'm still somewhat in shock, and I'm really excited to let people hear it, you know, and I just beg for anyone, for any teenager or any girl or even anybody who just hasn't been able to accept their stutter yet, you know, read my blog. You know, like that's what it's there for. It's there for you. It's there to help people who are trying to cope with this thing and they don't know how to cope with it, and it's just such a struggle, and it's so many things are going on outside of you know, in life, and people don't understand. And it's just, you know, the blog is there to say, you know, like, we understand, you know, I understand what you're going through, and I know, and I can give you advice on how to, you know, to accept it and how to live your life to the fullest. Because I mean, you know, like I could just be a motivational speaker almost when it comes to this, because I just get so passionate about people not letting a stutter control their dreams. You know, like for instance, you know, I just kind of realized that to be a writer or to get any success in writing, like you have to do reads, like you have to go to public places, you know, to go to bookstores, to go to conferences and read your stuff out loud, you know, and like that's terrifying to me. And I you know, I called like my best friend and I was just crying and crying. And, you know, Rachel, like, do you not know how much of an influence that this will have on people, you know? And I was like, bye, you know, but I was still just kind of like, oh no. but yeah, like I just, you know, like I've accepted that's part of what I'm gonna have to do to be a writer, and that's what I'm gonna do, because I'm not gonna let my stutter stop me.
You go, girl. Tell us again
you.
The name of your blog and the website address, so people that are listening can find it.
It's the untamed tongue, and it's on Blogspot, and I don't know if I have the exact URL with me right now, but maybe you could post it like underneath the link or something. I don't know what off the top of my head, but I think it's like, you know, www.blogspot/the untamed tongue. Don't hold me to that.
I will definitely
not have it memorized.
posted in the little narrative I do for each podcast, and I will also, you know, put a link to it in the show notes, and I will also link your blog to my blog as well. And this has been so exciting, Rachel. Thank you so much for, you know, sharing your story and just for being willing to be so honest. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for being willing to talk to me for so long. You know, and just for inviting me on here. This has just been a dream come true, and I hope that anybody that is listening to this has gotten some sort of thing out of it. So that's all I can hope for, really.
I'm confident that people well, and I'm also confident that you're going to touch a lot of lives. And this has been Women Who Stutter, Our Stories.